Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence.
Hey, strikingly handsome Mark Lawrence, and that takes care of June.
Keep going.
No, that's enough.
You can't just say one three-word sentence.
You are strikingly handsome today. As opposed to other days when you are rather gruesome.
Oh, man. Contractually,
I blew that one.
Obligation,
huh?
But no, I think you got it in, but it just doesn't have the right...
It doesn't sing.
Yeah, that's it. Well said. Okay. Well, welcome on board, everybody. This is WKOK's On the Mark program, and Joe is not required to be said to be strikingly handsome, but he looks fine today. He's well-rested and happy, and did you get up at 4 o'clock today? I think I got my first email.
3:50.
3:50. Jeez.
I have to get to the gym.
Oh, duh, of course. We must get there. On the Mark sponsor by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us right now, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You're welcome to email us, as one individual has done, at onthemark@wdkok.com. And you can text us at 70236. Now, John Shipman was here the other day, and he foolishly said that Nancy Pelosi has a protective wall around her property, which that meme has been discredited many times over. But to that end,
the house next door to her has one, and that's the picture they show in that meme. It's not her house, but the house next door to her.
And to that end, one of our good listeners sends us this note anonymously.
It says, "Will truth ever catch up to John Shipman? No wall around Pelosi's home? Sad. And so what if there was? Sadder. And Obama's wall is a small retaining wall with a guardhouse the Secret Service requested, not a security wall. Some new fencing in the back, too. Saddest. Why must conservatives make up so many fibs and repeat them endlessly to each other, and they complain about fake news?"
All right. We did forward that to John, so perhaps he'll have a response, and we would just love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565 if you're concerned about fake walls.
Well, but that's not the big news today. The big news is whether or not the president stuck his foot in it.
Ah, he did. Okay, let me read this in case folks live in a cave and they don't know what we're talking about. There we go. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that if a foreign power offered dirt on his 2020 opponent, he'd be open to accepting it and that he'd have no obligation to tell the FBI. Quote, "I think I'd want to hear it," unquote, Trump said in an interview with ABC News, adding, quote, "There's nothing wrong with listening," unquote. The role of Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., in organizing the 2016 meeting with a Russian lawyer offering negative information on Hillary Clinton was part of the focus of special counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian meddling in the last presidential election. So foreign meddling is okay. Well, it's no wonder the president says he's innocent all the time. But go ahead and ask me.
No, I'm just curious because, I mean, I found his statement somewhat troubling. But look beyond it a minute. I mean, the Democrats, of course, as you might expect, are just going over the top.
God.
Let's impeach. We got to impeach. Let's get the impeachment process started. But, you know, isn't that somewhat hypocritical? Because Oppo research is done all the time. So what difference does it make if it's done by somebody you hire who's an American or somebody who gives it to you who's a foreign national? If somebody did something wrong, you know, isn't that something we should know about? I mean, I can't imagine if somebody came up and said, "Hey, I've got the ultimate dirt on Donald Trump, it'll send him to prison," that anybody in the Democratic Party would say, "Oh, no, call the FBI." Mm-hmm. Or they'd say, let me have it.
Don't tell me. How about if
and I don't blame them.
Can we have a joint meeting with you and the FBI? That's probably about as far as you'd get from them. Wait, I want to be there when you tell the FBI. How about that? But, you know, and here's the rub. I know I should be enjoying righteous indignation about this, but I'll use the same story. I think I used this once before. My daughter, she would ask for the car keys when you know, she was 17 or whatever. And I would say, no, you know, maybe I had an errand to run or something. And she'd say, oh, now I see how you really are. Well, we have always known how President Trump really is. We've known that he's a woman's private grabber. We've known that he's accused of sex. Well, he admits it, but that's true.
He talked about it. He didn't say he actually did it.
He did say he actually
said he could do it.
No, he
could get away with it.
He actually did it. Go back to the video. But
can we have the tape, Rob?
Let's say that never happened.
All right.
He's done so many other things. I mean, what your one CNN article says, we've already exhausted all the superlatives to describe how bad a president he is. But in any event, so now he just further proves who he really is. And that's all you have to say about it. You know, he doesn't mind the Russian meddling. He's glad that it happened in his, most of it happened in his favor. He's not bad if another country, particularly our worst enemies, tries to influence our election through him again with, you know, dirt on Joe Biden or whoever gets picked.
What's the difference between, let's say, that and the Hillary Clinton campaign hiring a British national to do oppo research on Trump, which was the basis of the Steele dossier?
And maybe that's why I am not shocked by this the way some people
are. I'm not either.
Because this is the state of our country.
Every congressional candidate in the world gets oppo research on their opponents. I mean, it's just, it's terrible, but negative advertising works. When was the last time you saw a candidate run an ad saying, well, my opponent is a good man, I'm better? No, it's always something on some oppo research, black and white photographs of them looking sleazy or dirty.
Yeah, handed an envelope.
Right, it's just the way politics is in this country, and it's terrible. It shouldn't be that way. You know, ideally, in a perfect world, someone came to you and said, hey, I've got dirt on your opponent. You would say, I don't want to hear it.
I'd love to hear our audience's reaction to this. Call us right now, 1-800-795-9565. The president says if some of our worst enemies from around the world, the people we despise, well, they're his best friends anyway, but if we did have any, the president of Iran, how about that? Do they have a president in Iran? I forget. No.
I think they have an Ayatollah, don't they?
Okay, the Ayatollah comes to the president and says, I got some dirt on Joe Biden. I found out the ultimate proof that he's a low-functioning man. Mentally. Would you like that?
Well, that's a fact already in evidence, isn't it?
Well, he's already said it. I don't know if Joe is low-functioning mentally. Is Joe low-functioning mentally?
No, I just think he's prone to gaffes. He's a genuine person, I think, who
just
occasionally sticks
guy.
His foot in his mouth.
All right. But anyway, so the president thinks there's nothing wrong that the Ayatollah comes along with the ultimate proof of low-functioning mentality. It's just more of the same, folks.
But that's not going to move the needle. I mean, what would you come up with? His IQ score? I mean, for years they talked about you couldn't get a hold of Barack Obama's grades in college, and I don't think that matters.
What if he found out something criminal?
That's the point. If there is something there to find, and it's something criminal or something serious, would we really care where the information came from if it was true? If it was a lie, then I certainly think if you were spreading a lie about someone based on something somebody gave you, then I would think you deserve to get your knuckles wrapped.
Which that's beneath the president to lie.
But let's say we found out that, what's her name? Pocahontas.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yes,
please, Joe.
I know. Sticking up grocery stores when she was 13 years old. And, you know, it was buried under the table. And someone came up and said, hey, Elizabeth Warren was sticking up grocery
Native
stores.
Native Americans were oppressed, and so there's more poverty.
But seriously, that would be something you would have a legitimate interest in. But Rebecca, she's not doing that. I mean, she's, from what I can tell, a very bright lady who made one mistake. But that mistake is going to come back to haunt her, and it was through oppo research. Look at the oppo research that came out on that. The DNA test that she finally took that proved that she was like 1,242nd% Native American, maybe. You know, so that's oppo research. You know, does that prove anything about her? Well, it may prove that she's less than truthful under certain circumstances.
1-800-795-9565. I got a caller standing by, but we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. We got one email on this topic that was sent to onthemarketwkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Thanks for calling in, Mike. You are on the mark.
Okay, right now I'm looking at one of the headlines from the I believe it's the New York Times. Trump says, I'd take it. if Russia offered dirt on opponent. Okay, that was the headline. But then if you read into the story there, he says, you know, maybe he'd do both. He would want to listen to what they had to say, and then he used Norway as an example. If they had information, he'd want to hear it. And so to me, when I actually heard all the quotes played on TV, I just said to myself, you know, Trump just said the same thing basically that every other politician would say if they, you know, knew they weren't being recorded, okay? And he thinks just like them. He would want the dirt on his opponents. And I wasn't that appalled at what he said. I just said, you know, politically, it's pretty stupid to talk like that on national TV. But in my mind, it just goes back to whatever Trump says, whatever he does, he's going to get lambasted in the media. And it doesn't matter. So to me, he should just stop talking as much as he talks and stop tweeting as much as he tweets. And just do his job. But the bottom line for me, though, is any logical, reasonable, rational person, if they just listened to what Trump said in that interview and watched it, they would say, well, okay, you know, I think I would respond the same way. Because they connect with him. People connect with Trump if they really listen to what he has to say and understand him. But if you read the headline that I'm going to read again, Trump says, I'd take it if Russia again offered dirt on opponent. So that, you know, that right there tells me that the media is not really doing the job that they should be doing. They're doing the job that they want to do, and most people like myself believe that the mainstream media for the most part is just the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. And what they did last weekend when they smeared Trump by saying, you know, he made a deal with Mexico to try to help control our borders, okay, something that we should be doing. We're having to ask Mexico to do it. But anyway, they said, oh, that was all agreed to before, and this is nothing new, which that was a lie. But it's that first lie that gets out early, and I think we've crossed into uncharted territory when we have 90% of the mainstream media being an advocate for one party and be willing to tell mistruths and lies about the other political party and basically go unchallenged and unhurt, and it's just dangerous territory. And I have to say that I'm very concerned that this will be the future of our country.
Well, the other side of that is, if the candidates are clean, there's no dirt to be found.
Well, that's exactly true. If the candidates are clean, there's no dirt to be found, and there are a lot of people in office that are clean. But to me, there's a lot of things that are being construed as being dirty. That they're just not dirty. I mean, I believe it. Your name's what, Joe?
Yep. I'm Joe.
John, you just said that if somebody says, hey, I have dirt on your opponent, you'd want to hear it. And I mean, that is the name of the game. I mean, there isn't a politician out there that doesn't want to hear dirt on their opponent. I mean, there just isn't. And the bottom line is Donald Trump was speaking honestly. He's not going to say, hey, no, I don't want to hear dirt. He's going to want to hear it. And then he said, yeah, possibly I would notify the FBI if, you know, if you thought there was something wrong. But let's face it, the bottom line, this is the last thing I'm going to say. I believe that Russia, they did interfere with our election. And I'm not going to justify it by saying that we interfere in other people's elections, but that's just a fact. But the bottom line is, Hillary Clinton had legal stuff on her illegal server, and it's most likely that Russia had it. And they were just kind of goofing around with her a little bit because they're like everybody else. They thought she was going to be the president. And as a result, they would have some influence on her because they had the dirt on her. So, you know, I don't know that Russia called Donald Trump and said, hey, do you want the dirt we have on Hillary from her illegal server? Because no, they wanted that dirt for their own future use. They were like everybody else. They thought she was going to win.
Yeah, you got to make a good point, Mike.
Couple of them.
Hey, well, listen, you guys have a great day.
You
I'm going to sit down here and drink some coffee and listen to you guys online.
Well, thanks for calling.
What media said that all of the information that in the Mexico deal was?
All of them.
I'd like to see that.
MSNBC. I saw that. MSNBC, CNN.
Oh, okay. Well, send me the clippings. I know they said some of the elements had been previously agreed to, but nobody said all of it had been previously agreed to, so I'd like to see it.
You should watch Morning Joe.
Okay. Well, no, send me the clippings. I'd love to see it. Thank you.
Hey, you had to read way down in the article to hear some of them. Let's face it. There's so much information out there. People go by the headlines. I mean, at the top of the bottom of the hour, when you guys have the news, you don't get way down into the weeds. You just, read the headlines. And that was the headlines.
Gotcha. Okay.
Again, my headline right there. Trump says, I'd take it if Russia offered it again. I mean, that is the headline. And I would say, 10% of the people are like us. Pay attention really close to all this stuff, and the other 90% listen to the headlines.
Yeah. All right, we got you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate the call. We'll take a quickie break. We got a call standing by, and we got an email standing by, and a text standing by. Now, that's a good mix. We'll read them and listen on when we come back.
Father's Day normally means a new tie, a pair of socks. If Dad is really lucky, maybe some new golf balls. Well, Sunbury Motors is honoring Dads with the Father of All Sales. SMC has 125 new trucks with savings up to 16%. Grand. The Ford F-150 has been the number one selling vehicle for 42 consecutive years.
And one is sold every 29 seconds.
SMC has 2019 F-150s from $25,904. Plus, there's 0% financing for up to 72 months on 2019 F-150s. There's 16 of the all-new 2019 Ford Ranger 4x4s in both extended and crew cabs, starting as low as $34,870. And Sunbury Motors needs your old truck, so they'll give you the most money for your truck trade, period. It's the Father of All Sales, going on now. So hurry into Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Driving you over 100 years, Sunbury Motors.
And popcorn. No, that wasn't for the air.
All right, we're talking about all kinds of parties around here. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK. We're talking about the accurately and justifiably felt righteous indignation that people have that our president is still interested in foreign interference in our U.S. elections. 1-800-795-9565 is our open phone. Than, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling
in. Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
I'm perfect, and Joe's even better.
Well, I have a real problem with, I guess, what is called American values, Republican values. I am sure Joe knows that what the president said he would do is against the law. It would put him in prison if he did it.
No, he wouldn't.
That is, except...
What is illegal about listening to someone talk to you, then? To explain where the law is on that one.
Oh, do I need to do that?
Yes, because it's not illegal. It's not illegal to listen to somebody.
If anybody interferes in our elections, it is punishable. And that is something that's been true forever.
But then, if telling somebody information, giving them information, is not a criminal act. And if it can't be used to interfere with the election unless the candidate who gets it uses it in that way, and it turns out to be false.
Listen, all I can say is, since you're ignorant of this, I guess you should look it up. Because I guess I can't explain it to you if you don't already know it. It's always been true that foreign governments, you're not allowed to take information from foreign governments having to do with elections. How that's stated, I'm not sure. But you look it up, you're going to find it's true. And what you're advocating is having our president do something totally against the law, which obviously he doesn't care whether he does it or not.
Well, I think if you check that law, you'll find that it largely references financial contributions and aid and support that way.
Well, okay, you interpret it that way. Now, what I really called about
the way it's written.
Republican values. You guys used to be in favor of law people. You used to be in favor of good, honest following of the law, so that you have values about all kinds of things, and those have disappeared. And I think that's very sad. I think you should look around and find your moral compass.
Well, gee, thanks, Dan. I appreciate that, your concern for my morality. But here's the problem. The president doesn't commit a crime unless he takes information he knows to be false and uses it.
Okay.
I mean, if it's the truth,
I can't educate you on this if you don't want to be. And I don't mean
well,
to.
Well, Dan, you're just ignoring the facts.
You're a smart man, and you now have suddenly abdicated your intelligence to this kind of ignorant precedent.
But then, if it's not a crime, if it's the truth, if it is something serious and a criminal thing, do you honestly believe that if somebody called up Joe Biden and said, I have absolute proof that Donald Trump committed a crime, he wouldn't want to listen to that?
Actually, you're supposed to turn it over to the FBI.
That wasn't my question. That wasn't my question. Do you think Joe Biden would say, I don't want to hear it?
Yes.
No, I don't.
I mean, good heavens, Al Gore was given some private information from not a foreign government, but from the other party, and he went directly to the FBI and turned it in, which is exactly what he was supposed to do. And please, Joe, you do know this. I am just absolutely sure you know this situation. And your lack of standing up for truth, the American way really bothers.
It's a general lack of morals, values, and ethics. They're so compromised they don't know where to go. But it's on both sides. That's the tragic part. You know, we caught the president. The emperor has no clothes. But guess what? No one in Washington does. It's kind of like they're all doing the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know any of the candidates for president who's above reproach.
And we're just accidentally hearing the president speak the truth for a change. So we're shocked.
All I'm saying is that truth is absolutely against the law.
Yeah.
And I don't understand this. The last thing I want to say, and I know my time's about up, is the other day Dan was talking about how God elected the president and directs him to do what he does. And I think that the president, I mean, God ought to go read the Constitution. The Constitution says that God or anybody else, but particularly God, should not be involved in our elections. The Founding Fathers said that, they meant that. And Joe, I know you're going to figure out a way to say that that's not true, but it is.
It isn't.
Okay, see, I told you.
One of our listeners says, Than, so what was the Hillary camp doing in 2016? I believe she was colluding with the Russians through Steele as he concocted the fake dossier.
I don't know that. That has not been adjudicated. We know that this president has been found to be guilty of something between 10 and 100 instances of obstruction of justice.
He hasn't been found guilty of anything, Than. Nothing.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. You read the Mueller report, right?
I read most of it.
Yeah, so did I. And you didn't see anything in there that said anything
about
him?
You said he
him?
Was guilty. He hasn't been adjudicated. You used the word adjudicated.
Well,
he has not been adjudicated of anything.
You know, that was a mistake. That was a mistake. It hasn't been adjudicated. It will be at some point because he's not above the law, though I think a lot of people think that he should be. He's not.
I think he thinks he is. All right, well,
thank you.
Thank you so much, then. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'm sorry to disagree, Joe, but I know you know that answer.
Well, Than, I submit to you again, you should read the law and then come back and tell me that it says what you say it says, because it doesn't.
Well, listen, I'm not a lawyer, so I might not interpret absolutely correctly everything. I admit that. But you look at that and study it, and you find out that it is true. It's against the law to take information from foreign governments without contacting the FBI. I believe that's true, though. And by the way, if it's not true, it ought to be. We should not be doing that.
No, I believe today is Thursday, and no one's going to prove me wrong on that one.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's about the first thing you've said today that I agree with.
Well, I'm glad you agree with me, and I agree with you on that as well.
All right.
Have a good one, Than. Take care, buddy.
Okay, see you later.
Right.
Thank you. One of our listeners says, Than, your TDS is showing. That's your, it's not a feminine problem. It's a Trump derangement syndrome.
And then he makes another point. So talking to people about an opposition candidate is against the law? That's incredible.
One more.
It's not against the law. Then finally one says, Joe, you're correct. If candidates are clean, there will be no dirt. But what happens when one side pays someone to create dirt? Can we say steal dossier? There's where the problem comes in, I think. If someone calls the president or calls anyone and says, I've got information on your opponent, and it's true.
We got fake dirt.
There's no problem. But if they call in a lie and then the president uses that lie or uses the information he was given in such a way as to make that kind of a false accusation, that's a problem.
I agree. We're talking about the fake indignation that the media is suffering. I'm going to tell you why we're calling it fake indignation, because there's one man who spoke his truth last night on TV, and that's Sean Hannity. We're going to read his remarks shortly. We're going to keep this discussion going, and we'll have some more during the 9 a.m. hour. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe is here. Rob is there. Matt left. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. I mean, he was in the studio for a short time, and now he has left the studio.
Just long enough for me to irritate him.
Well, yeah, that you have that knack.
Apparently so.
We have a toll-free line if you'd like to talk to us about the president's latest
faux pas?
I don't know. The latest revelation of who he really is. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. In the news today, were you shaken last night at 8:30 p.m.? Well, Joe was probably in bed, so he didn't feel it. But a 3.4 magnitude earthquake recorded about 11 miles southwest of Mifflintown in Juniata County could be felt in parts of the valley last night. And people are talking about it on our Facebook page. The USGS says the earthquake affected individuals in and around Mifflin County, but could be felt in all peripheral counties, including Northumberland County. No injuries reported in Juniata County. This comes days after a quake in Ohio. While PennDOT's King Street detour and lane restrictions are underway in July, the North Shore Railroad has come out with a time frame when they plan to close the rail crossing just off the Priestley Bridge. They plan to do so Friday, July 12th and continue until noon Monday, July 15th. Now, stay tuned. Those dates could be revised. We're confirming a change in that date coming up, but we'll have that information along shortly. One weekend in July, regardless, a woman says, Lori Briner, of course, at the North Shore Railroad, that King Street will be closed, which means all traffic will have to go through Shamokin Dam in order to get in and out of Northumberland. Republican lawmakers in Harrisburg aren't committing to the money sought by Democratic Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf to back up his demand that counties replace their voting machines by 2020 special presidential elections. Republicans who control the legislature say a roughly $34 billion budget counterproposal they're finalizing this week does not include the $15 million Wolf requested. Wolf last year began pressing counties to buy machines with a paper-based backup that allows voters to double-check how their vote was recorded. That followed warnings by federal authorities that Russian hackers are targeting Pennsylvania and at least 20 other states. The total replacement cost could exceed $100 million. Republicans say there's no legitimate example of an election irregularity in Pennsylvania and that counties that already use machines with a paper-based backup shouldn't be forced to buy brand new machines. And while Democrats wage a wide-open primary, President Donald Trump is blanketing battleground states with online advertising that could help set the narrative heading into the 2020 campaign. The blitz of ads run in recent states, including Pennsylvania, alarms some Democrats. They're worried by the more than $10 million Trump and his allies have already spent on digital advertising, a drop compared to the $1 billion his campaign alone could spend by Election Day. For now, the ads are going largely unanswered as Democrats focus on their primary that's just getting into full swing. But Trump's early start, combined with his massive fundraising operation, has stirred concern that it could be difficult for the eventual nominee to catch up. The real concern here is that Trump is able to have unchallenged positions when it comes to issues that a lot of voters care about, says Tara McGowan, the founder and CEO of Acronym, a progressive group that specializes in digital campaigns. Quote, we're going to see outside Democratic groups start to spend with offensive and defensive messages, but I worry that it's still not going to be enough to compete with the infrastructure the right has. So the president's already on board buying the digital ads. Are you okay?
Oh, he's advertising.
Something wrong over there? You're scowling.
No, I'm listening to you give your editorial comments in the news.
I didn't say any editorial. Well, maybe the story is slanted, but I read it pretty straight.
Did you? Okay, I thought you ad-libbed a few things there.
No, it's written so slanted, it just appears that way. That's too bad.
Must be some more fake news from the media.
All right, we got open phones right now. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wdkok.com. And you can text us at 70236, the Text Connect system. You sign up for that at wdkok.com. Give us your cell phone and we'll send you a text message whenever there's breaking local or national news, closed roads, or tornadic weather on the way, and we give you warnings that let you know that there is something you need to know happening in the world. We just send you a link if you think it doesn't have anything to do with you. Like if we say Route 6 is blocked up in Bradford County, well, don't click on the link because it won't have too much impact on you. But if we say the road in your backyard is blocked because of a tornado that's coming thanks to a dead celebrity, well, then you have an opportunity then to follow the link. See where it goes. 1-800-795-9565 is our open phone. We're talking about the very justified, righteous indignation that everybody in the nation should feel that our president is doing exactly what everyone else is doing, and he accidentally spoke the truth yesterday.
Let me ask you this.
So shocking for him to speak the truth.
Than says it's against the law to talk to those people. But, you know, no one denies that President Trump's son met with Russian people in a hotel room in New York City, and he wasn't indicted for that. He wasn't arrested for it. He wasn't found guilty. He wasn't brought up on charges.
He will
be. It's not illegal to talk to somebody, you know. And again, that law was written primarily to keep financial interference, you know, out of the election campaigns. Now, maybe it does need to be rewritten, you know, to broaden the scope of it. Maybe it should be. But it isn't. And we can't, we don't
so
have.
So there's no crime occurring.
If you read the Constitution of the United States, you will find we do not permit ex post facto laws, which means you can't make something illegal today that wasn't illegal yesterday.
Chris.
Something illegal yesterday wasn't illegal today.
Get us going here, Chris, if you would, please.
Well, first of all, I don't know what part of the Mexican agreement wasn't on the table and agreed to months ago.
Okay.
Second of all, when has Trump ever cared about whether his accusations were true or not? He always says, well, I read it somewhere when called out on it. In other words, he did no research to find out whether it was true or not. That's standard procedure.
Yeah, what does
and there's
he care?
Joe again, his only Republican reflexes kicking in. Oh, Pocahontas or Trump reflexes now they are. Pocahontas and fake dossier has to be in front of dossier when there's nothing fake about it at all.
No, it was pure as the driven slush.
Joe, if you're just going to say nonsense, just be quiet and I'll keep talking.
Well, you're doing a good job with nonsense yourself, Chris. Keep it up.
Where?
Knock it off.
Where?
I'm going to turn Joe's mic off. Go ahead.
Hey, why? He's calling me names. Turn him off.
No, they're deserved and correct.
You didn't say anything. That's
I know.
My point was. There is nothing substance there.
About what?
About what was wrong with the, why you used Pocahontas, why you used fake dossier.
Well, because I believe the Steele dossier was funded with Democratic money. It was a piece of Oppo research. Some of it was not verified, and it was used to open up a FISA investigation.
No, that was that's a lie right there.
Well, not according to some people.
It was used to open up a FISA investigation. Well, it wasn't used to start the Russian investigation. That was already started.
It was a basis of the FISA warrants.
Parts of it were used to open up a FISA investigation. But in the dossier itself, it talked about various points of how reliable certain parts of the information were.
Then why is it, Chris, why is it that when they went to the FISA court, they didn't mention that this was funded in part by the Clinton campaign?
They mentioned it was a non-Republican campaign that funded it.
Yeah.
So who do you think that was going to be, Joe?
Well, then why not just state it?
You think the judges are that dumb?
Then why not just state it, Chris, unless you're trying to hide something?
Because you don't do it. It's like person A. You don't use the particular names
but
in
you
those
do,
things.
You do if you're trying to prove the veracity of your claims and get a FISA warrant against somebody. You darn well ought to be required to do it.
No, you're making that up. You have no inside knowledge about that.
I'm not making it up, but don't you think that to get a FISA warrant, someone should be on the record? It shouldn't just be a non-Republican campaign. It should be John Doe, Al Smith, they said, here's sworn testimony. Wouldn't you want that if you were the subject of that investigation, Chris?
That's not how the FISA things are written, Joe.
But it should be, shouldn't it? You know, you're,
well,
you
then
wanna...
you change the law or change the system, but don't
you sound
blame
like
it
you're
on,
in
f- on...
You're in favor of star chambers next.
No, I'm in favor of you using your intelligence and not being corrupted by... and Mark, too. You say, oh, he's always this way, therefore it doesn't matter if he does things illegal or says stupid things or says lies, because everybody knows he does it. That is dumbing down American corruption and dumbing down American politics.
Well, it's a little late.
It's terrible.
It's too late. We're already as dumb as we can be.
It's not too late. It is too late as long as people like you don't criticize it and bring it up. For
this
instance,
my full-time job, practically.
Scandals of the last few days in the Trump administration. They're so frequent, nobody talks about them.
Well, let me ask you
this,
Chris.
You have Elaine Chao. You have the farm aid is going through convicted criminals from Chile to be distributed to the farmers, and who the Secretary of Agriculture had meetings with before he got in office. There's so many things that go on every day that are so corrupt in this administration that you don't bother even mentioning them anymore. And if they were happening in an Obama administration, you would have been on them for months, because that would be the only thing that was corrupt.
Well, I disagree with you there.
And you're supporting that dumbing down of things.
You know, Chris, the problem with what you're saying is that you look at the set of facts you like, and you believe that everybody else should feel as you do, and you're not willing to concede other people have other opinions based on the same material. I don't.
What other opinions do you have about the Mexico Agreement? Do you think there really is a secret Mexico Agreement, and should there be a secret Mexico Agreement?
Why not? Is there a law against a secret agreement between allies? That's happened before. It will happen again.
Yeah, but it's this whole justification for the tariff. And so now the tariff ended because of some secret agreement we don't even know what says?
Well, you know what the target of that agreement was.
Isn't this supposed to be transparent what the agreements are?
You know what the target is.
Why would it be secret?
Well, it would be secret because the Democrats would try to block it if it has anything to do with border security. They don't want border security.
Oh, nonsense, Joe. There you go again. Now, what exactly different opinions are you talking about?
Well,
is that one of your different opinions?
Well, let's take border security.
All the Democrats are against any border security?
No, but
despite voting for funding of millions and dollars for it?
Well, then explain to me how over the past few years, almost every major Democratic candidate has come up and said, including President Obama, said we have a major problem at the border. But now all of a sudden they don't consider it to be a major problem and they won't fund measures to stop it. Every candidate.
Trump is turning it into a major problem.
No, come on.
It has been tamped down pretty successfully.
It has been. Barack Obama, he said, Joe Biden has said, Nancy Pelosi has said, Chuck Schumer has said, the American people, Bill Clinton has said
it. It's a matter of reaching the level of an emergency power where the president gets to act unilaterally and move money all over that wasn't voted on.
Well, why not? If the Democrats won't, who said that they support this need for border security, won't do anything about it. What's the president
what
left
mean?
To do?
They voted for millions for it.
Not now. Now they're all
running
the other way.
It was the last time it was up in office, up in Congress.
Okay. Well, you know that isn't true, but go ahead.
I know. Joe, it passed.
They're not spending any money.
They got hundreds of millions, I think it was, wasn't it?
Not for the wall, not for real border security.
Not for the wall, no, exactly. For border security, not for the wall.
All right,
I said border security. You didn't say wall.
I hate to do this, Chris.
That is border security.
I know.
All right, it's a draw. Thank you so much, Chris. I really do appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. We got to take a quickie break. We got texts and calls waiting. Oh, yeah.
We are back, and we have several nice tweets, right?
Texts.
One of our texters says, the Steele dossier is fake and unproven, Chris. Why was the Hillary campaign colluding with the Russians through him? The FBI lied to the FISA court and should be held in contempt and see prison time. And then another one says, yes, Chris, and you say there was no corruption in the Obama administration, and we know that's false. Okay, those are the texts.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Dale, thank you for being so patient. You are on the mark.
I think I know why Joe likes talking to Chris, because he talks in circles. There's no resolve. But I think that, you know, American people need to understand that our banks are withdrawing our capital out of our country as we speak. And that's why you have our president and our Congress taking two different avenues in these laws. Okay, so I think once they get enough capital out, it's going to be resolved, and we're going to have no choice but to be a socialist nation without the big riots and all like that. It's just going to happen because I think gas prices will be about $5. But the whole thing is, the laws are the laws, okay? And they're talking in circles, basically. I mean, if you just look at it, nothing's going to happen, okay? Nothing's going to happen to any of them. But they're both working for the banks, the Congress, and the president, okay? So the president is getting funded by the taxpayer for his defense, and the prosecution is getting paid by the taxpayers for the prosecution, correct?
Well, I don't buy that.
But sorry.
It's your opinion. It's your opinion.
Paying for Trump's defense.
It's your opinion, Dale. This is an opinion program.
Is it an opinion or is it a fact? Who's paying for Trump's defense? Is it coming out?
All right, it's
pockets?
A fact. It's a fact. It's a fact. Let's move on.
The banks and
okay. Okay. Well, listen. The banks are withdrawing all the capital out of this country as we speak. Okay. I mean, you can look it up as you want. Okay. So I think if the banks tell Trump administration, yeah, we got enough, you know, where we're good. So I think it's going to come to an end, and he's going to get impeached. But if they don't feel like they got enough capital out of this country, they're going to give him a second term or something like that. So that's basically what it is. It's the corporate world now. It's the one world government. So I think, you know, the talking in circles and all like that is just going to get us nowhere. So, I mean, you can look, you can dissect and get deep inside it, but you're going to get nowhere with no answers. But the whole thing is, here comes Bernie.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much. Yep, thanks for checking in. 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the president once again, revealing who he really is when he inadvertently spoke the truth yesterday to an interviewer.
We have an email.
Yes, Dick says, the one thing that I have learned as a longtime listener to On the Mark, there are several hosts and guest hosts that will never admit that there might be something they don't know or might be wrong about. Joe and especially Ben both think like that. What they think about every subject mentioned, discussed, they are always the first and last word. And this is why several of us no longer call, as Buzz stated last week. But, you know, this is an opinion program, and we listen to the opinions of the people who call in, but that doesn't mean they won't go unchallenged.
Is there something you don't know?
Well, yeah, quite a bit I don't know. But, you know, when someone calls about a topic I do happen to know about, I'm happy to share the information I have about it.
What year did Amos and Andy start on the radio?
1932, I believe.
I don't think you know that answer. 1-800-795-9565. Thank you for the email. We'll take many more emails like that that call Joe out at 1-800-79... Oh, that's the phone number. On the Mark at WKOK.com. The telephone number is 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We would appreciate it.
Do you know the real names of Amos and Andy? Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll.
So those are the men
who created Amos and Andy.
Their real names, the actors' real names.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. What were their occupations?
Well, they were comedians.
Okay.
Oh, you mean what were Amos and Andy's occupations?
Sure.
Let's see. Andy drove a cab. Amos
you don't
really,
know, do you?
Andy drove a cab, and Amos, well, he kind of floated around. He was always looking for a get-rich-quick scheme.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, so no visible means of support, but always with a good idea. Working on
Not
something.
Not necessarily a good idea, but an idea.
He's working on something big, as they say. All right, we'll take more comers. We see zero texts, zero emails, and zero calls, so this is the pivot point on the show. Joe McGranahan is here with us. He happens to be a staunch conservative, but a natural-born listener, and would love to talk to us about...
Well, you know, there are two sides to all these issues.
I'm resetting the show, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you going into a break?
No, but I'm...
Well, you're resetting it in a way that caused me to want to comment.
Joe McGranahan is here, staunch conservative, but natural-born listener. You can call him whatever you want. Just don't call him Papa.
Late for dinner.
Well, yeah, that too, but don't call him Papa because that's reserved for his two grandchildren, one of whom, when he says Papa, it only comes out sounding like...
Baba.
Okay, but he's getting there. On the other side of the glass is Rob Center, our fabulous producer, in and out of the studio several times and about to post on WKOK.com an East Buffalo Township dispute with Lewisburg update. This is the township's response to the lawsuit. Is Mr. Matt Cotrello over in the newsroom, so we appreciate his help and hard work. And you are the star of On the Mark. We are talking about the president and his remarks yesterday. Sean Hannity had some interesting remarks. Can we look at that?
Oh, you're done setting the show. Okay,
yep.
Good. Hannity praised President Trump's genius setup. Sean Hannity praised President Trump's genius setup against the Dems, claiming the president's setting a trap with a non-story about foreign info. Fox News' Sean Hannity supported President Trump's comments Wednesday that he would be willing to listen to a foreign government if they approached him with information on a political opponent, calling it a genius setup by the president. Hannity said, in many ways, that was a genius setup because the media mob will fall right into his trap, breathlessly spewing fake and phony outrage over a non-story for days. Trump made the comments to ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, adding that he would not necessarily contact the FBI if such an approach was made. I think I'd want to hear it. I think you might want to listen. There isn't anything wrong with listening, Trump said in the interview. Hannity defended the president and blasted Democrats for being critical of the president's comments, but not Hillary Clinton's past actions or possible misconduct that led to the Russian investigation. Listening is much different than, let's see, lying, spying, and paying for Russian lies and spreading it through the media by deep state operatives and then using it as a basis for a FISA warrant. Now, I'm sure Chris would disagree with every part of that, but many people believe that the Steele dossier was very misleading because it didn't correctly identify who was paying for it.
And ABC or AP says we now have the several Democratic candidates for president, their response to the president's remarks, but I'm scrolling down.
Well, there are.
It says scroll down for Democratic response. Oh, you have some?
Yeah, they are obviously just going wild with impeachment over
oh,
there
good.
And
Thank
now.
You.
Let's see here. I was looking to see if they had the names of what the candidates said. I was looking at CNN's story this morning. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont said he was not shocked since he believed that Trump does not respect the Constitution. I believe the House should begin impeachment inquiries, Sanders told CNN's Anderson Cooper. And Senator Kamala Harris of California, the state's former attorney general, tweeted, China is listening, Russia is listening, North Korea is listening. Let's speak the truth. This president is a national security threat.
What if they are listening and they decide, oh, well, we can give them all the dirt we want on Joe Biden so we can keep President Trump in there? And, of course, we know that he is in love with the dictators of the world.
But we interfere with other countries' elections all the time. Barack Obama did it in Israel. He spent money trying to defeat Bibi Netanyahu. You know,
well,
so is that right?
Oh, here we go. Now we're going to get the truth on this topic. Dan, you are on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, Trump gets in trouble for telling the truth. Again, he told the truth. Any other president would have taken information to on opposition research. Any other president would have done the same thing, but they wouldn't admit it. They wouldn't come out and say it. They'd calculate the political risk running for election. And every night, they're doing opposition against Trump without much research. If you find a little tidbit on CNN, they'll run with it the whole night. I stop watching a lot of news like I used to. But last night I decided to see what they were going to say about Trump's statement he made about taking something from Norway. If he heard something, he'd use it or listen to it, maybe send it to the FBI if it was needed to be done. But I listened to him go off. CNN talked about that all night, how terrible that is. What a terrible president. He should be impeached. And MSNBC was going off on the same topic all night long. Now, who can stand and listen? That's the first I turned it over there for several months because I know basically what they're going to say. But who can stand and listen to that all night?
And do you think
I think they influenced some low information voters over there. That's all about their doing. They can influence them, but they'll never tell you Trump's going to announce his running for election. He's going to announce that the 18th of this month down in Orlando, Florida. And he's going to, so far, applicants to go to the venue, 87,000.
Yeah, he needs billions of dollars.
Only 20,000 can get in. You look at the rallies the Democrats are having, even Biden. They get their hundreds. They get their hundreds. Trump gets his thousands. How we like an honest man that tells the truth. He don't obfuscate and all that stuff. He tells it like it is. And
Dan,
that's why Trump's going to win.
Do you think he's a genius and that Sean Hannity's right when he says, quote, in many ways, that was a genius setup because the media mob will fall right into his trap, breathlessly spewing fake phony outrage for days?
Yep, I agree.
Gotcha.
Trump's 10 steps ahead. I said this before, the media, that was no accident, no mistake he said that. He knew all night long they'd be going off on it. People like me would say, well, that's all the more reason to vote for Trump. And he does it all the time. And they're too, they don't get it. They never will get it. And a lot of people that call this show don't get it. They don't get Trump. They don't want to get it. why we voted for him. Just down to earth, honest people voted for Trump because we saw he was the best man and he was going to get things done. Promises made, promises kept. Just think how many more promises would have been kept if you wouldn't have all the opposition to our president.
All right.
Where we'd be. And he's doing a great job single-handed. He's basically working without any help.
Working without
any help. He's getting her done.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much.
You bet. You guys have a great one.
Take care,
great
Dan.
Program today.
Thank you very much. All right. We've got texts and emails pending. We'll take callers, too. 1-800-795-9565. WKOK News Time, it is now 9:42. We'd love to hear from people in ways other than the keyboard. We have an open line, 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the justifiable righteous indignation that everybody in the nation, except Dan and Joe, are enjoying right now because of the president
and several of our callers.
And one of our emailers.
Right.
And Stan.
Right.
But everybody else is offended by what the president said yesterday, that he would be very glad to get information from foreign dictators if it would help him win an election. To that end, long email, but very good points.
One of our emailers says, wow, what a gotcha attempt by our Georgie boy from ABC. He asked the president what he would do if contacted by a foreign source for information on a subject. Well, the president answered him in a very candid way that he would listen to what they had to say. Certainly doesn't mean he would act upon the rumor. If it was something that was of a matter that required the FBI, he would contact them. It's amazing how fake news can twist his remarks and make something out of it negatively toward the president, like they did. President Trump's so-called admission and amounted to no more than the rest of us listening to a rumor. I said listening. Doesn't mean in any way he would act upon it. I listen to rumors probably daily, but do I repeat them or develop an attitude toward someone assuming the rumor is true? No. It's amazing how badly the media is working against our president, to include that person who was just on your station, Chris. Immediately, the twist is out there, as Chris understood by the person interviewing the president, and it's time for the hammer. Give me a break. Did the president hand over billions of dollars to Iran just like that? No. Should I go on and on about the antics of the last administration?
No, please. All right, thank you. And that is one
please
of the smartest
do.
Women in the world who sent us that text. We'll take more. 1-800-795-9565. Is this on our topic?
No, not really.
Okay.
But maybe your phone call is.
Let's do Mike. Mike, okay. You're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Yeah, I was just commenting on, like, I wanted to comment on the whole Trump thing. What he said. Listen, nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. Are you perfect?
Joe is, but I am very much not.
Yeah, I'm a first time caller, and I just happened to stumble across your radio program, and I think it's all a bunch of baloney, you know. I mean, you get a president, and it don't matter whether he's a Democrat or he's a Republican. They're bashing everybody, and it's just not right, you know. And nobody's perfect. Let the guy do his job. If it's a Democrat, let him do his job. If you don't like the job he's doing, vote him out of office. Bottom line, you vote. You got to vote. To get your, you got to vote to get who you want in office. And I know a lot of people don't vote. And
well, I keep hearing about polls that show that the President Trump won't win the election. I guess if the election were today, kind of things, and if Joe Biden was running or Bernie Sanders or other candidates, depending upon who they say. That he would not win re-election. So maybe that's the truth that we should be kind of hanging our hat on.
Well, that's now. I'm well in advance of the election.
Well, the polls said he wasn't going to win in the first place.
Right. So why would we believe them?
All right.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I wouldn't believe that anyway, because all the polls said that Hillary was going to win, and she didn't. And I'm a truck driver, so I drive all around the tri-state area and eastern part of the country, and before the election, I seen 90% Trump signs, 10% Hillary signs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's even in rural Maryland.
Right, so no surprise there.
And
okay.
I mean, you can listen to the news, even on conservative radio. I listen to that sometimes. When they go to break, like it's a conservative talk show station, when they go to break, they bash the president. On a conservative radio station.
That's
and fun. It's like, what? I mean, it's just garbage.
Well, he is a buffoon, and people know it. The truth is out, but people like his policies.
Yeah.
Train wreck of a person, but good policies. All right, thank you so much,
right.
Mike.
Right, listen, I'm not, I don't think he's the greatest moral person in the world, but is he doing his job, and is he doing it well?
Yeah.
I think yes.
All right, we know that. Thank you so much, Mike.
Mind.
We're in agreement. I agree with you. He's a shipwreck of a person, but, you know, I like his policies. I like what he's trying to accomplish.
Right, right.
Yeah, well.
All right, thank you.
Well,
yeah,
thanks
thank
for calling
much.
The first time.
Appreciate
call again, Mike.
All right, why don't you grab one quick text, then we'll do Joe, and we'll take a break.
Okay. On the mark is the only thing I can find on foreign interference is this. 11 CFR 112.10 prohibition on contributions, donations, expenditures, independent expenditures, and disbursements by foreign nationals, and a link to read to it. And that's what I said. The law is designed to keep financing for the Russians or anybody from using their money to influence our elections. Now, maybe it should be changed to do...
To information.
To information as well. But right now, The primary thrust was to keep the funding out of it.
All right. Says Joe from Mifflinburg. He signed his text in the next text. And there is a Joe on the line. Good morning, sir. Last caller before a quickie break. You're on the mark.
All right. Well, I want to start off with that... Mark and Joe have taken some personal shots this morning, and I would like to say, you know, I think you're doing a good job, and both of you in place, you're part of the puzzle. You had mentioned Hannity and Combs before, and I think the format that you're using, you know, works for this show. Why people get upset with an opinion that Joe or Mark has, I mean, I do in line with Joe's views, but I, you know, Mark has some good ideas. It's, you know, I don't personally dislike that you because of your views or whatever was going on this morning, a couple of people, but I would like to just touch on a few things that, yeah, Joe was saying about the law, and it says what a statement that's going around on TV to make it like capsulized is, it's illegal to take anything of value from foreign nationals. So then I've heard that before a while back.
Okay.
And then that argument becomes, is information valuable? I think that's where maybe it was written a while back and focused on what Joe has been talking about. But when Trump took office, it became in the Trump Tower. Joe took my thunder a little bit. Why aren't they moving on from that? He said about why isn't any of the people that were the Trump Tower meeting arrested and, you know, for doing that? That wasn't the issue with the Trump Tower, it was the supposedly cover-up and denial that it ever happened. That was the issue, you know, of collusion, I guess. But it wasn't the fact that they met. They met right in Trump Tower with all kinds of cameras, and I'm sure everybody and anybody would have been able to see, you know, that those people from the Russians were going in there. So it wasn't that they met. That wasn't a problem at all.
Okay.
And with Dan, when he called this, I'll be jumping around a little bit, but when he called this morning, he wanted to say that his explanation, or I've said this before, that it's up to the caller to try to, you know, make his point, or the person presenting the argument, and after a while he said to Joe, look it up. I mean, that's not up to Joe. I mean, I thought he had legitimate, you know, his side of the argument in the and, you know, what was going on between the two of them about that subject. So, I don't know. To end it, George Stephanopoulos' interview, when he asked Trump about what he would do, and Trump did say he would do both, or he thought he would do both, that would be accepted, and notify the FBI. Why wouldn't George Stephanopoulos, if I'm sure he would know it was against the law, why wouldn't he say, Mr. President, you know that that's an illegal act, so I don't think it is, in conception, that it's illegal to do what they're saying, to take information. So I don't think that that is illegal.
Right. All right. Information has value per se, but just
hard to quantify.
That's a legal argument that I think has arisen. I don't think originally that was the intent of the law. I do think they meant things like Joe was saying, like, tangible things like money and gifts and things. The Logan Act,
gotcha.
I'm not sure if that's part of, I don't think that's part of that law, but things like that is tangible, of substance. And then it came into being now that information would be of value. So I do agree that information has value in a way, but in this case, it would have to be argued legally, I think.
All right. Thank
gotcha.
You so much.
Good comments. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Call us immediately. Speedy dialers only as we head toward the top of the hour. Ben Reichle will be here tomorrow, and we've extended an information to the Republican Party in the 85th District to whomever wins their nominating process tonight to call the talk show tomorrow. So hopefully, in addition to Ben and I, we'll hear from whomever is the person selected.
The nominee.
Thank you. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, routes 11 and 15, Homo's Wharf. They invite you to take your misaligned car to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They have an alignment shop there. If you have a scratched car or a dented car, please take it to the body shop, which is located adjacent to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. If your tires are flattening or you want to make sure that they're properly inflated, they'll pump you up with nitrogen at the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. If your car is exceeding dirty, yes, they have a car wash at the Sunbury Motor Company, and they will wash it for you. You don't even wash it yourself. It's like an automatic. It's actually not like an automatic.
It is an automatic,
right? And how can you sign up for any of these good services? If there's any anomaly on your car, you're ready for a new one or another pre-owned fine automobile, go to sunburymotors.com. Everything is listed there for you.
Father's Day normally means a new tie, a pair of socks. If Dad is really lucky, maybe some new golf balls.
Well, Sunbury Motors is honoring Dads with the Father of All Sales. SMC has 125 new trucks with savings up to $16,000. The Ford F-150 has been the number one selling vehicle for 42 consecutive years.
And one is sold every 29 seconds.
SMC has 2019 F-150s from $25,904. Plus, there's 0% financing for up to 72 months on 2019 F-150s. There are 16 of the all-new 2019 Ford Ranger 4x4s in both extended and crew cabs, starting as low as $34,870. And Sunbury Motors needs your old truck, so they'll give you the most money for your truck trade,
period.
It's the father of all sales going on now. So hurry into Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
All right, welcome back. Start reading, Joe. You got a lot of work.
Mark, did Trump say dictators only or anyone? Remember, we have allies that we receive intel from daily. Is it wrong to listen to them? And I thought we mentioned Norway. I think King Harald V might have something he wants to tell the president, and the president ought to listen.
Okay.
Bernie calling Trump a threat to the Constitution is a joke. I think maybe Bernie was looking in the mirror when saying that. There's a difference in his in listening to information and actually using it against an opponent. Hillary used fake foreign info against Trump through the power of the U.S. government with the coup attempt. Okay.
All right.
And large contributions to the Clinton Foundation are questionable, especially the ones from foreign governments while Hillary was running for president of the United States. And one email taking you to task, my friend, says, Mark, I resent your description of President Trump as a train wreck. It's just that he talks to the people and not above them. His remarks are just like ours, and I'm of the opinion that is why a lot of people love him and support him. I had to laugh this morning when his limo was referred to by him as the Beast. That sounds like a description given by people like me. Normal, everyday, down-to-earth remarks that we can understand. He's a good man, and and I'm sure, and a great father to his family. Guess you can tell I'm a Trumper, and I'm proud of it.
All right.
Okay.
And last but not
and
least.
Last but not least, I did not say there was no corruption in the Obama administration.
This is from Chris.
I did not say there was no corruption in the Obama administration, but there was so little. Each suspected incident got talked about for months. Major cabinet-level scandals get less press because there are so many of them. You have to report opposition research as a thing of value in your campaign report. Russians were trying to trade anti-Hillary activity for sanction relief, which Flynn and Trump both cooperated with Russians to achieve. Several attempts to get secret back channels to Russia.
All right, Bobby, you got a minute. Go right ahead.
Yes, good morning, everyone. You know, when it comes down to this, these political issues, I think it's the lack of respect. Because, you know, you have one candidate and, against the other one, and one party against the other one, but there's a definite lack of respect. Of course, is Joe being a mayor of Shmokin Dam, I'm sure he respects the council meetings and that, and takes information and feedback from them. So I think, you know, either political party should respect each other enough to take information from each other.
Well, now you're living in Marktopia.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, not likely to happen, though, Bob. It's an interesting thought. I agree with you.
All right, 1-800. Nope, no point in that. Ben Reichle will be in tomorrow. We've extended an interview to the Republican Party. Hopefully we will have whomever is selected as our guest tomorrow and on the mark. So the nominee, as Joe gives me that word that I search for.
Well, I'm glad you accepted my help.
Thank you so much,
Shows
Joe.
Shows your wisdom.
Fabulous job this week, although you couldn't seem to find muster enough energy to do 4 days. You did three fabulously. So
well, the other day
that.
I was out of town, or I would have done it.
I know. This is WDK, okay, Sunbury.